So what exactly changed? What had changed from before the resurrection and after it? Because Jesus, who his disciples, many of them had been with for multiple years, 3 years, nearly every day. They'd been with him, they had seen him. What exactly changed that now after the resurrection, in every one of these resurrection appearances, like this morning, they don't recognize him? He appears to them and they're startled and terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. They didn't recognize him. So what exactly had changed? He was still flesh and bones. And he revealed this to them. He wasn't a ghost. But something had been completely transformed in him. That before the resurrection, they had seen Jesus with their physical eyes. They had seen him. But now, in order to recognize him and see him, they had to see him with what eyes? With different ones, with spiritual eyes, with eyes of faith. You dive deep into the theological, it's in his life, Jesus' divinity, him being God, was mostly hidden, and it was his humanity that you saw. But now after his resurrection, in his glorified body, it's his divinity that you saw, and his humanity was there, but it was mostly hidden. But in all these resurrection appearances, he makes himself known to them. Like we had just heard about before this gospel, this is right on the heels of the road to Emmaus, where for miles, a handful of his disciples walked with him. And he opened the scriptures to them. And their hearts were burning within them. And they recognized him when? In the breaking of the bread. This whole structure of the Mass, the Word of God, scriptures is opened to be able to see Jesus in them. And then to be able to see him in the breaking of the bread. The Word and the sacrament. Mary Magdalene, when she goes to the tomb, Easter morning, she's weeping there at the tomb and Jesus appears to her. Does she recognize him right away? No. And it's not just because her eyes are filled with tears or it's foggy. She does not recognize him. Until when? Until Jesus speaks to her personally and says her name to her, Mary. And then she recognized him, Rabboni, teacher. When the disciples up at the Sea of Galilee, they had gone back to what they had known before. They had gone back to fishing. And they had as much luck as they had had before as well. Fished all night, caught nothing. All of a sudden, this man from the shore yells out at them, "What have you caught?" Nothing. 100 yards. Kind of hard, but they still didn't recognize his voice. They didn't recognize him by seeing him. Until what? Until they heard him, what he was speaking to them, and they obeyed him. Throw your net, cast your net again onto the other side of the boat. They do so, and when their catch is massive, as it was when he first called to them, they recognized him. And Peter, who declares, "It is the Lord," is so excited, he jumps into the sea and he swims to him. He recognizes him in hearing his voice and in obedience to him. What exactly has changed? Jesus, in all these accounts, it's as if he's training them to be able to see with the eyes of faith. There is more to this world than just the visible, than just the material things that we see. But we're only able to see them when Jesus trains our eyes to be able to. So for you, from Lent to now into the Easter season, what exactly has changed? I don't say that as a question to be like, oh, not much. Because you look at it and you're like, many things in your life from the outside, just from the appearances, may not seem to have changed. You ask somebody of the thousands and thousands who were baptized at the Easter Vigil around the world, or even just received into the church during Holy Week or the Easter Vigil, you ask them and they'll tell you something changed. But Lent and this coming into Easter, someone who's been baptized, they know something has changed, even if they're not able to put words on it. But it's a renewal of each one of our baptisms. And something has changed within you. I'll share a story with you just to help illustrate. And I want to just make something very clear. It's not just a little anecdote, a little story that's maybe heartwarming or whatever it is. It's something that illustrates that there's a change in each one of us, in all believing Christians, in the Easter season. So when I was a young priest, there was a guy, we'll call him Mark, who he came and he wasn't baptized and so started going through classes. And over the course of a number of months, coming up to the Easter Vigil, he was baptized and received into the church. And you know, when you're working with someone and guiding them into the faith, you don't just get to where they're baptized as an adult and you're like, all right, good luck, see you later. Because you're supposed to walk with them after that. It's a mystagogy. It's what it's called. But he moved away with his job very quickly after the Easter Vigil. And a number of months later, I received a letter, not just a note, but an actual letter. Do you remember when people used to write those? It's a really beautiful thing. You receive one of those, it's really moving. But he actually wrote a full letter, handwritten out. And I'll just give you just a couple of the things that he pointed out in it. Because he said, you know, despite moving, so much in my life has not changed. I still have the same job here as I had before. My family is still the same, us with all of our dysfunctions and everything. I still have the same things in my day-to-day life that bring me joy, that annoy me. And so he said, like, on the surface level, it doesn't seem like much has changed. But when in fact, everything is different. And he pointed out just three different things in which he said everything had changed. He said with the joys of his life, of his day-to-day life, he said his motto before had essentially been carpe diem, you know, seize the day, which is a fine motto, right? Seize the day. But he had taken this in terms of all the joys and sort of things in life that brought him great happiness. He had had this thought within him that those were very scarce. The good things in this life, he had thought, the things that bring joy in this life, they're scarce and they're fleeting. And so you have to seize them for yourself. Because if you don't seize them, they're going to pass by and you'll have missed out. But he said what changed within him is seeing now that this life and everything in creation and every moment is shot through with God and the divine. And that it's not that joy is scarce and fleeting and you got to seize it, but rather it's like trying to drink from a fire hose. Because seeing things as they truly are, that everything is abundant with joy dripping from it. And that it's not something you have to seize, but just to be gratefully received. And so he went on speaking about how before, you know, when you have to seize all the joy, you're going to miss it. He lived with a lot more anxiety. Now he had a lot more calmness in his life. Not just some psychological thing, but because of the way that he understood and lived this world. The other thing he spoke about was the things that were the annoyances and the crosses of daily life. And even his own struggle with sin. He said before, all these things in which at work and with his family and his wife, all these annoyances and things he struggled with, he thought before that they were an obstacle between him and Jesus. That they were this barrier that he had to overcome and get over. And they were keeping him from Jesus. But he said, now I completely see it differently. That they're not the obstacle, but rather they're the doorway to a real closeness with Jesus. That every annoyance is something that he's able to take and to offer up to God, and which brings him closer to Jesus. Even his own sin and struggles there, that they aren't some big obstacle between him and being close to Jesus, but it's the doorway that Jesus wants to enter into. And that even these things which can seem bad, they're completely changed the way he understood them. And lastly, he just mentioned the Mass, which he had for nearly a year been going to the Mass every week. But he said for all that time, so much of it was him trying to fit the Mass into his understanding, trying to make sense of it. But what had changed is it wasn't this thing, this mystery that he had to sort of make sense of, but it was understanding and seeing it for what it truly is, which is this massive mystery that he was entering into, and through which he was able to see that truly he recognized Jesus in just about everything. He recognized Jesus in everything. There's a quote from the spiritual author Jean-Pierre de Caussade, which sums up what exactly has changed with Easter and this recognizing Jesus in everything. He says, if we could lift the veil and if we watched with vigilant attention, God would endlessly reveal himself to us, and we should see and rejoice in his active presence in all that befalls us. At every moment, we would exclaim, "It is the Lord." Because it goes from seeing your life and this world sort of in a one-dimensional way to seeing it in 3D, seeing more, and seeing in this that Jesus is in everything. And that at all times, recognizing him and declaring, "It is the Lord."